Chapter 4. Law. Keeping your nose clean. 1.3. Legal documents. Task 1. Listen to Christopher, a lawyer, talking about implied in fact and implied in law contracts. Discuss the difference between these two types of contracts with the group.
An implied in fact contract binds parties together through a mutual agreement and intent, but there are no express terms of the agreement. For example, when a guest orders a steak at a restaurant, it is assumed that the steak will be cooked and served to the guest's liking, and the guest has every intention of paying for the meal. An implied in law contract, also known as a quasi-contract, works differently. In this type of contract, the elements are not specifically written or expressed. In fact, this type of contract is used as a remedy in a situation when one party to the quasi-agreement received unjust enrichment resulting from not paying for a product or service rendered. An example will help to explain how a quasi-contract works. Sandra took her car into the shop to have her tyres rotated. The mechanic noticed that there were a few questionable lug nuts. If he leaves the existing lug nuts, this could cause a tyre to fall off while Sandra is driving. The mechanic changes the cracked lug nuts for a few new ones and completes the job. As a result, the bill is higher because of the extra charge for the parts. If Sandra does not pay for the lug nuts, it is unjust enrichment under the law. She is unfairly receiving a benefit from the repair shop that she did not pay for.